Reclaimed water from wastewater can be treated and put back into the aquifer directly through injection into the ground or indirectly via deep reservoirs and even through wetlands. This recharges the aquifer with water that can be used for what is called indirect potable reuse, not toilet to tap. City Council member Charlie Miranda has supported reclaimed water reuse for months and thinks the city must act now to plan for the future.
There'll be a baby born every 11 seconds in America. The population in the next four decades is going to grow by over 100 million. So somebody's going to have to be all for prepared to meet that demand. And I would think that the trend of stoppages and no jobs and no construction will change in the next 5 or 6 years. And then you better be prepared, because if you're not, you're going to have to buy it from somewhere else, and somewhere else is very expensive.
Phil Waller is with environmental engineering firm MWH and says this water is 99.9% pure and drinkable and may be used in many ways. Although the treated water is ready to drink, some on the council don't want to waste potable water on lawns. But City Council member John Dingfelder said he would rather have toilet water sent to lawns than the taps for drinking. Waller says reclaimed water is safe for lawns.
There's all kinds of ways to use a reclaimed water resource, and Tampa has over 50 million gallons a day of a reclaimed water resource that can be used for all kinds of different things, and lawn irrigation is probably part of the solution.
During public comment, there were some who were concerned that reclaimed water has killed certain kinds of vegetation and may not be best for lawns. Waller said further treatment could help.
We know that there are salts in the existing reclaimed water that's available for irrigation that some is not good for some types of plants. So that's just something that has to be addressed. I don't think a community would necessarily do a further treatment process to remove the salts just for an irrigation system. But if it works out as part of an indirect reuse program, where you have to do the treatment anyway, there could be some benefit for both.
The reclaimed water is rich in nitrogen, which can be good for lawns, but when the water is discharged directly into the bay, the nitrogen poses a problem. The EPA has proposed to limit nitrogen and phosphorus levels in water, which are known to cause harmful algae blooms and endanger public health. Waller saw the need for attention to the issue.
There is an issue regarding the loading of nitrogen to Tampa Bay that has to be addressed by the city in the future. And it's prudent now to be looking ahead at what your options are and how to take care of them.
Anthony Andrade of the South Florida Water Management District said this problem stems from dumping reclaimed water into the bay.
I believe that if you have a resource and reclaimed water is a resource, then you should reuse it. So to clean it up further and then just discharge it into the bay is not really reusing your resource.
The Tampa Bay Estuary Program has recently stated that reusing the reclaimed water is beneficial, and Andrade agrees.
Nitrogen and nutrients currently discharged into Tampa Bay actually have an adverse effect. That is why using the reclaimed water and bringing it out of the bay and using it for other uses, whatever they may be, actually has a terrific benefit.
Earlier this month, Mehul Patel presented the most recent advances in reusing reclaimed water, drawing from his experience with the Water Management District in Orange County, California. City Council member Charlie Miranda was at his presentation.
He runs the Orange County Water Authority, and they use 70 million gallons a day of this. No one's been hurt. No one's died from anything.
And Miranda is positive that reclaimed water is safe for the public.
Not half the population in California would be dead. Those in the Occoquan Valley or near Washington wouldn't be there. Those 25 million gallons a day that are produced in Lake Lanier would certainly die. And no one's died that I know of.
He is concerned that without a plan for using reclaimed water, that there might be issues with ownership of the resource.
We need to look 50 years ahead from now. Are we going to be the supplier of our own water? Are we going to wait till the legislature takes that away from us and says that reclaimed water now belongs to the state? It could happen any year. Any year they meet, they can do that. Right now, only the waters of the rivers and the lake belong to the state.
But with a projected $27 million shortfall in next year's city budget, some citizens were worried that the city can't afford additional reclaimed water infrastructure, especially with the reservoir full. Miranda says this is an investment that can't wait.
Well, let me put it this way. What is it you cannot afford to do? You can't afford to stand still. You can't afford to put in a reclaim system, because that's $400 million. The evidence was today, I think they said $384 million. I'm saying four. So this would cut it in half. With subsidies from other agencies, I'm sure we can get that to half, maybe $100 million.
The budget shortfall means that the city must make some difficult cutbacks, but Councilmember Linda Salsena says water will remain an essential component.
Ultimately, our region needs to address water in the future. We cannot not provide water to our citizens. That's a real basic thing that the city provides. And ultimately, we'll pay for it through what we spend in the city as well as some federal and Swift Mud monies. But the question is, how should we approach this? And that's a really significant question. We can't tally up how we're going to pay for it till we figure out what we're going to do. And we need to do a lot more information gathering, in my opinion, before we make that decision.
This is an issue that she thinks needs more consideration and additional information before it's presented to the public.
I don't think our community is ready for this to appear on the ballot. This is a really complex issue, and there are many moving parts to it. Not only where you put the water, to what level it's treated, it's a regional issue. Issue and not just a City of Tampa issue. It's complicated.
But Miranda suggests the public is ready to vote. Miranda wants voters to decide in the city elections in the spring of 2011 whether to begin using treated sewage water.
For us to stand still and concrete ourselves and not look forward is not in the best interest of the public, so therefore I'm giving the public the opportunity to say yay or nay.
Miranda will ask the city's legal staff to draft a ballot question next session. Reporting from downtown Tampa for WMNF News, I'm Joshua Holton.